All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about mylifeinabook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, my babies.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
I'm good.
You look at me in my eyes. Look.
New week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with a we. That was weird.
Crazy tail so.
Say it again.
New week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with a we. That was better.
Yeah. So how have you been?
I've been good. Good.
Goofy.
Y'all need to be watching on YouTube.
We are on YouTube.
That's better.
Follow the girls because our follower count on YouTube is.
Is it? We just getting here.
I just got here. 500 something.
We just got here. Anyway, I've been well. Work has been hell. And the weekend was swell. It was swell. What did I do on Friday? Okay, Friday we went to Kenny's prom.
We did.
His birthday party that was a prom theme.
Adult prom.
The girls got dressed. Everybody looked so nice. Everybody looked beautiful.
Classy.
It was very cute. Y'all, let me tell you, I love coming out the closet. And I was able to pull up in a girl's dress in this.
We
girl's
had
dress.
Two dresses in my closet. One for me, one for her.
Perfect.
We were able to come out of the closet, head to toe looks.
Head to toe, which is rare.
And they were cute.
It was cute. And honestly, I'm glad we did
that. I had a little shoe mishap.
She did, y'all. Oh my God, this girl. The thing with Brittany, y'all, she...
What's the thing?
The thing with Brittany is she...
Here she goes.
No. This is because I'm speaking from the heart.
Okay, tell them then.
With Brittany... With Brittany, when it comes to her look, it's very hard for her to go with the flow after it's been ruined. It is. Brittany needs it to be the way it's supposed to be.
No, I had a look in mind. And when I had my whole outfit on, I was putting on my earrings that were matched with my shoes. And
it flopped.
My earring fell and broke.
Oh,
my original earring that I was going to wear
with the pink
in it. Yeah, it fell and broke and I couldn't put it back together. So then I had to switch my earrings
to the red.
Yeah. And the shoe was not that. Those weren't the original earrings I was going to wear with those shoes.
OK, so that was the mishap. It was that you now had on a red earring and needed to somehow bring in the color coordination between the earring and the shoe.
Right.
Because the pink wasn't going to work.
Right.
But y'all, the pink ended up working because we were in a dark ass venue where you couldn't really see. And it just didn't matter. It came together well.
It came together well. But before I was in a frenzy.
She was. She was like, oh my God.
No.
Before fucking Uber is here scheduled.
No, that's the thing. Like, that's the thing. Because Germany scheduled an Uber so fast. Talking about the Uber was coming.
Let me tell y'all something.
I knew I had to get to her house.
I talked to Brittany. The Uber was scheduled to pick us up between 10 and 10:15. Nigga, I talked to you at like 8 o'clock. Before that, I was like, I called the car. It's going to be here this time. Because I hadn't even started getting dressed yet. That's how I know it was way before. So I called it so fast. What? she wasn't even dressed yet. She was doing her makeup.
It was the Uber being there for me part that just had me.
You were like, and it's because I'm not used to the car being here, and I gotta rush because the car. I'm like, okay, calm down, because you knew that the car was called.
Ooh, shit.
Ciao. But we got out.
But anyway, it worked out.
We had a great time. Yeah, it was a gentleman bought us drinks.
Yes.
Which was,
what was his name?
I don't know. He was talking to you. I don't know. But he was a very handsome.
He was very handsome and nice.
Gentleman. He was white.
Yeah.
Good looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said, oh, okay.
He was nice.
Yeah. He just said, what are you drinking?
He was like, what are you drinking? I said,
we are drinking.
Have a friend with me. And we're having. That's girl code.
Yeah. Yeah.
If someone offers to buy me drinks, I'm my homegirls with me, I'd be like, we're having.
We are having.
And then.
Yeah.
The girls get their drinks. So I'm like, we're having blah, blah, blah. He was like, okay, cool. He got us the drinks. And now that was that.
Thank God he wasn't like creepy.
He wasn't trying to stand around. No, he wasn't creepy at all.
And then some other fellas was like.
It was just giving gentlemen. Some other guy was like,
what y'all got in y'all drink?
Why your cup empty?
Brittany was like, I don't know. You tell me. Brittany's like, and we were at the bar. She was like, we're fixing that. I mean, and I'm like, brother, that's your cue to step on in. And deliver. What are the deliverables? You talking all that. You need to be.
He didn't deliver.
Making it happen.
He didn't deliver. He didn't deliver.
Tacky ass. Right. So anyway, like, we bought our own drinks.
We're handling it right now.
You tell me. But we had our drinks.
I think I did say that.
Yeah.
I said, I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, you really know how to put it back in their court. This one's really good with that. I said,
always put the ball
you
back.
You got the gift of gab, girl, when it comes to these men.
Shut up.
I would be like. I would be like what? I would be like, what?
You would be like, huh?
Yeah, I know. What?
I'll put it back.
Yeah, I'd be like, we taking care of it.
Yeah.
Drinks are being replenished right here, right now. Yeah. That's goofy.
That is so fucking funny.
But yeah, we had a good time.
It was a good time.
And Saturday.
Saturday we
Saturday
had to
we were talent.
Oh yeah, Saturday we were talent, handling some business and a little shooting.
Period. You'll see it later.
And then I went to the homegirls' housewarming.
Nice.
And dinner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was Saturday.
Good time. Saturday after the shoot, I went to hang out with Adrian and Jop. I was mind blown watching their kids play.
Oh yeah, this was their first time all together.
Yeah.
Were they playing well?
They were playing well. Kingsley's such a little.
Big sister?
Yeah.
She's six. Judah's three.
Mm-hmm. And Leia is turning three.
Oh, okay.
And they're only 6 months apart, Judah and Leia.
Oh, cool. That's so cute.
So, girl, she was just being such a big cousin. She said, Leia, we're cousins. Oh, so cute. She's like, I love you.
Aw.
Yeah. I'm like, look at these kids. I think that was the first time I realized, like.
You need one?
No, I didn't realize that. I said, one is coming in the future, but I didn't. That wasn't my realization.
That wasn't what you were feeling.
But I realized, like, wow, that's a whole nother generation. I think it's kind of different. I see people's kids all the time, but I think it's surreal. Like, when you have a kid and you're with Kayla's kids, our plan, you're going to be like, whoa.
These are our
kids. Our kids are actually, like, we were once kids hanging out together, and now our kids are hanging out together.
I know, yeah. I haven't stepped into that space.
Wild. I mean, I wasn't there with my own, right. But I was able to witness.
Right, right,
I was
right.
A witness to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just said, wow, that's such a little special moment. Look at the kids.
The kids.
Running around.
Right.
Yeah, I have a little video I'll show you later.
Oh, yeah, show
so
me.
So cute. But, yeah, and then on Sunday, I didn't do anything, y'all. I had a coffee date, and I was shook.
Sunday, I was big chilling. Why were you shook?
Because I could not leave my home. I was a prisoner in my own home. I was a prisoner, y'all.
Germany calls me. She's like, are you at home? I'm like.
Because I also didn't want to be stressing you out if you were out or doing something else. I was like, Lord, now I'm about to bring it.
It was early, though.
I know, but you know. I said, I don't want to bring no smoke to
her. Where is she at? I'm in the bed. She calls me. She's like, are you at home? I'm like, yeah, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, my God, I went to take the trash. Let me just preface this by saying that Germany is high anxiety and a little nervous.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, oh, my God, I just went to take the trash out, you know, in the back. And then I saw this guy who was coming up on a bike in a duffel bag. He saw me. And then I just turned around, girl. I couldn't even take the trash out anymore. I just turned around and now I'm back in the house. Like, she just went straight into her frenzy. And I'm like, okay, calm down. She's like, and now I can't go and I was supposed to be meeting Kirsten. And I'm like,
I was late. I was on time and then the time got away from me and I started to become late. And I said, what was he doing back there? Taking the like, what are you doing? Y'all, ain't nothing in the back of my apartment but parking space and trash. And if you want to go through the trash, then do that. don't let me stop you. But
okay, but you turned around. He didn't, right?
He made eye contact with me. He looked evil. He had a look of evil on his face. I was like, nigga, evil is looking at me right in the face. I said, you will not. I turned around, y'all, so quick. I locked that door. I said, not today. I was running back into my apartment. I locked that door. I was like, bruh, he was evil. What you want to do? You want to pop a trunk? I'm like, were you going to go through a car? What were you doing back there? Were trunks being popped? Were you?
It's the trunk being popped for me.
What were you doing? Where it's gonna be popped?
She was shook, and I'm like, well. And then you went around, and he was. What did you do?
I went. Okay, there's two entrances, so I went to the front entrance to leave. I finally mustered up the courage to get the fuck out the house, and then I said, I'm going. Y'all, I got to the front gate. I turned the front door, looked through the glass. He was riding up on his bike. I said, Oh my god!
And I'm like, well, Germany, if he was just in the back.
No,
it's not very odd for him to now be in the front. He's not going to stay in the back. And Germany was like, why is he still on this block? I said, listen, talk to me. She was like, talk to me. I was like, talk to me. And as you walk into your car, we're going to get you to your car. And she was like, and then what if he said, I said, we're going to call 911, nigga, what? And I'm like, this man.
Yeah.
I'm crying. She was just shook.
I'm crying.
She was just shook, unable, completely unable.
I was crippled. I said, please. Why?
And then
I said, Brittany, what would you do? What I would do isn't what you would do. So just I said, what would you do? Because I need to get out of here. But Brittany don't give a fuck. I'm like, girl, I don't wanna roll the dice on my life.
I give a fuck, but I'm not as nervous as you are.
I said, girl, I'm not rolling the dice on my life. It was given 50-50. It was given rolled.
I'm like, did he show a weapon? Like, what? Why are you so worked up?
I was worked up. I said, oh my God. Then I said, you know what? I'm taking this knife. I put a knife in the Telfar. I'm going to shank your ass.
The knife in the Telfy.
I had the knife in the Telfy, the steak knife in the Telfy. And I had my pepper spray wrapped around my hand. And I'm like, hands free, hands up. Hands up. My hands were up.
Oh my God.
I was ready. But actually, I didn't go out there by myself. I asked my neighbor to go out with me.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah.
Nice.
I said, Con, will you please walk with me?
Oh, good.
I was like, you don't even got to go all the way
so
out.
So what but were just... all the dramatics when I didn't see your call? And then I called you. I texted you. And I was...
That's what I was trying to tell you. And I made it to the car, but you did not answer.
And shit. So I'm like, yeah, I saw you call. Did you make it? And she's going to say, luckily, luckily alive. I'm like, Germany, I'm not about to do this with you today.
And then I told her, stop.
Stop. I said, no, you stop. You stop.
And I'm literally dying right now. And then Andres called while I was out because I tried to call him too. And he was halfway dead because he went to Vegas this weekend and stayed out all night gambling and went to sleep at like 8:30 in the morning. So, of course, when I'm calling at 10:30,
he's asleep.
And I'm like, babe, I need you to tap in. And he's like, what? And I told him the story. He's like, so what's going on? And I'm like,
exactly.
I said, you know what? You're not supportive right now. You're not the person I need to be talking to.
Then you called your mom who could be on your same level.
Yeah. And I got out. And then when he called me later, he's like, so what was going on this morning? I said, luckily, I'm not behind the house in a ditch. Luckily, I'm not because you weren't there when I needed you. He was like, babe, why you gotta be so dramatic?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Y'all better hope nothing
ever. Okay, Germany, be quiet. Anyway, that was our weekend.
God.
That was our weekend. She's here in one piece.
Glory be
to
God.
We're here.
Thanks be.
And I mean, I feel you though. You do got to be on guard.
Yeah.
Especially with this daylight saving time. The way I be
walking. Shit is different. I've been seeing all the memes. It's like, this can't be the same daylight saving
time. Somebody
say
it got a little melatonin in it. Because I be tired. When I walked into the studio and it was already dark, I'm like, listen, the late night shift is giving graveyard.
The fact that only 1 hour difference makes it so dark. Like, how we go from 6 to 9?
And I got to go home and walk my dog in the dark again. You know what? Lord, send me help.
Brittany, why didn't you walk the dog before you left?
Y'all
be having that dog walked at 4:30, water put up, nothing else in this house. You getting in and getting out. Come on. It's going to be a quick trip to the grass tonight.
Period.
It's trip stop.
Because I hate being out there late at night. There's been raccoons in the neighborhood.
You're more afraid of the raccoons than you are of somebody really rolling up.
I look for people too, but those raccoons.
I don't know how you're more afraid of them. She'd be like, there was a family of them. They were all walking. Like, girl, that's not as scary as a fucking person coming up behind you. Now imagine that. Imagine that.
No, I don't want to imagine that.
Don't imagine it, but I'm just saying.
Well,
protect.
Pray for me as I
will
embark on this daylight savings period. And yeah. I have a dog to walk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know, going forward, you have a WFH system in play. A work from home. You know you need to be walking your dog at 4:45.
Yeah, I know.
Off work, dog walked, everybody back in the house, nobody's leaving. Doors are locked.
Yeah, the other day I was walking on a little leisure walk.
In the evening?
Yeah, and it started getting dark. I said, now let me me get in the house.
No, 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 we don't like the dark. Anywho, that's that on that.
That's that on that.
This is this on this.
Yeah.
Y'all have really been coming through with the ratings and reviews. Can't, we are 10 ratings shy of our goal of 2,000. Ratings. It's been a nice journey.
It's been, I mean, we've had our foot on y'all necks. I don't know how
for
long.
For 5 years.
Been,
oh, probably not five.
How long
probably
have we
like
been talking about this goal?
Four-ish.
How long have we been talking about this
year.
Goal of 2,000?
A year. Oh, since year? This year.
Wow. It done took us this whole year.
Yeah, maybe give or take some 9 months-ish.
But we here.
We here, okay?
It's
and we're
up
doing
and it's
it
stuck.
Before December, which we really gave y'all till December 31st.
We gave y'all to the end of the year.
But here we are before
but it looks
the end
like
of the
we're,
year.
We
this is how you do when you excel at everything
the
in life.
Expectations, and we got so thank y'all so much. But don't sleep now because we still have some numbers,
things to do,
things to do. So let's do our review of the week. Why don't we? This was a good one. This one comes from Ari. Germany loves your name.
I love that name, Ari. I'm gonna add it to the list of potential children's names.
If y'all
you know
knew
I'm
her
sick
list,
like
if
that.
Y'all knew her list,
it's short. It's short, but you know I'm sick like that. I just don't want to forget.
That's not sick.
I don't want to forget. But so, Ari,
I
love
no
it.
I no children's names in my mind, but they...
Germany could be cute. You don't like it? No.
I'm not naming my kid.
That would be so cute.
Your name is unique to you, what?
Yeah, and then she's going to have a little one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Brittany would be cute for yours. Okay. middle name. Okay, so this one comes from Aries, and she says, safe space. I've been listening to the pod for the past 3 years. Yes, she is invested. Mm-hmm. You ladies always come through with great gems and guests. This is such a safe space for women, and I enjoy binge listening through a series. Every time I listen, I know I'm going to leave with a good word and something to reflect on, because it's all about learning and thriving here. Each episode is so relatable and keeps me laughing. Thank you, ladies, for opening up this space, and please drop details on when there will be a live show, because the girls need it. We're working on it. Set your calendars, because the girls are working on a live show.
Yes. I know I told y'all December, but we don't push that back. Remember I told you
December?
Oh,
yeah. We did say December, but we're working on something bigger and better, so we need a little bit more time.
Yes.
But it's going to be in LA, so.
And it's going to be.
It's going to be in March.
In March, yes, officially.
Yeah. And it's going to be lit, so you don't want to miss it.
You don't.
So what else you don't want to miss is the content we have over on Patreon. Mm-hmm. That is some high quality, top tier content that we put.
We put our all in.
We put our all in. So we have bonus episodes. We have affirmations, audio affirmations.
We have playlists.
We have journal prompts.
So many goodies. And you know, if you're a patron. No. Just get over there. We'll talk to the patrons when we talk to them.
Yeah, we'll
talk. In our secret way.
We have journal.
Remember Pig Latin?
We have, yeah.
You
got to go.
Yeah.
So the information for Patreon is down in our show notes. Yeah. Please join us over there. What else we got?
You need to read off the patrons.
You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Moving so fast. Okay, we have Ramia.
Hey, Ramia.
We have Sienna.
Hey, Sienna, girl. What's good?
And Alicia.
Hey, is it Delisha or Alicia?
Alicia.
Alicia.
Yeah. Thank y'all so much. We really, really
Gang.
Really, really appreciate y'all because without you, there's no us.
Remember when we used to do the gang shit all the time, a whole lot of gang. Mm-hmm. Y'all know, if you were in the lives, you already know we used to be there with the gang. Anyway, I don't know what that was. I don't know what that was. Last week, we are still in our, last week was our Read Me Sis series, and we talked about Martyr Complex.
Yeah, I can't believe we already did two episodes in this series. We're on the third.
It's because we're really ahead of our shit. That's why I'm like, wait, every week it's like, Anyway, we talked about Martyr Complex, being the hero, putting other peeps' needs and wants and desires before your own, really getting down to the nit grit of what that is. And how you can recover from it.
Yeah, call the martyrs out. We called y'all out.
We did.
So today we're going to be calling ourselves out. We're putting back, we're holding up the mirror, staring at the women in the mirror.
Period.
Cue the...
Michael?
Yeah, Mike.
I'm starting with the woman in the mirror.
Yeah.
I'm asking her to change her ways.
Okay, so...
No,
we are talking about the art of detachment.
Intentional detachment.
So
intentional. I need to get my ass back in that church.
So let's get into it. Have you ever been super attached to an outcome or a person?
That actually just means yes, I can. Oh. Yes, I can.
Oh. Have you?
Yeah, of course. Come on.
Yeah.
So many things.
So Same. Many
things. What has been your experience?
Now she flipped it so fast.
Yeah. What? Because Brittany will do that, y'all.
Brittany, what will I do?
You know what you do, and I told you what you did last week when you were doing my hair. I told you how you be digging into people's lives.
No, this is a thing. See, she want to put, I have to tell y'all what the real is. Germany says that I be digging into people's lives. No, I just ask questions.
She has a way of getting more information. Be like, and why do you feel that way? What made you think that? Oh, so how?
Because I like to know more about.
I know, so you be digging. So I flipped it on you.
It's
and
not
now
a bad
digging.
Thing, though.
It's not. I never said it was. So tell me, when have you been attached?
I've been attached to many things.
Big and small.
I've been attached. I definitely have had to actively work at detaching because I will hold on strong to an outcome. Like, I will set something in my mind that I want and I will hold on to it with the tightest grip. And if it does not play out that way, major disappointment.
Yeah.
I really attach to outcomes. And outcomes can be things, relationships, for sure. Goals that I have put in place that I'm like, this needs to happen. It needs to happen just like that. This is how I see it happening. And that's that on that.
Yeah.
How about you?
Agreed. I feel like mostly in relationships, y'all know that. Y'all know we be feeling the most when it comes down to these relationships. How we relate. Because it's how we see ourselves, right? It's how we hold a mirror up to ourselves. But yes, I feel like, like you mentioned, specific milestones. It took me a long time to release the expectations and the goals associated with like age and hitting these life milestones.
Yeah.
And feeling comfortable with where I am in my specific like journey as it relates to other people or time. You know, it took me a while to get there, but I'm here. I'm here. But it was hard. It was hard, you know, because you just want to be, you just feel like this has to happen. I'm pretty sure. I mean, we have a mixed audience, but for our younger homegirls, little sisters who are in their early 20s, I'm pretty sure you've already set a goal in your head. Like when I'm 25, I'm going to be here. I'm going to be doing this in life. I'm going to be married. I'm going to have this by 30. And then as you sort of get closer to those ages, once you realize those things aren't happening, it's sort of hard to wrap your head around like, how do we release the outcome and like move forward with grace? Like, how can I still continue to live my life, enjoy the journey and not be so disappointed with things not happening the way I put in my mind that they're going to happen.
Man, for sure. I've definitely been in that space and it just was, it makes me feel like anxious. It makes me feel fearful. It makes me feel hopeless.
Yeah.
Jealous sometimes because mm-hmm. you're looking at other people accomplishing the things.
Yeah, envious.
Right. That you intended to have accomplished by whatever point.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like those feelings.
Yeah.
I don't like how I feel when I am.
Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR's got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure. Absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today. And it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs.
Picture this. You're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
I'm attached. And the crazy thing is, like, when I'm attached, I feel like, oh, I'm in control. Like, yeah. I got it. This mm-hmm. is period. Nothing can get in the way. But really, the adverse happens. It's like an adverse effect of you're actually not.
Yeah.
This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now, let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio, and let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against a backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading. Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your Spot Me limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot me, eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. So, how does it make you feel when you're attached?
Definitely anxious, sometimes worried, unstable. Unstable of
shambles.
Sort. Yeah, but then also, like you mentioned, there's this feeling of like, oh, but I'm sort of in control of the situation. Like, I kind of got it the way I'm supposed to have it or that I think it's supposed to be. You know, I feel like also sometimes wanting to be so much so in control leaves us in situations because you feel like, oh, well, this is comforting.
Right.
This feels familiar, that you stay attached to certain outcomes, even though you know you shouldn't be in them. Like, the long-term relationship that I talk about all the time that I was in, right? That situation I definitely shouldn't have been in anymore out after it had expired and ran its course. But feeling like I have control over this situation, I understand it, I know the dynamic, I'm comfortable in it, leaves us in a situation, left me particularly in it longer because is what I knew.
You already had set an expectation. You had already set an expectation for the relationship like I did as well. Like,
yeah.
Okay. You're the person that I'm going to be with. We've been together for this long. I mean, we got to get married.
There's no other hope. I cannot. It's an ego thing, too, because now I'm going to be embarrassed.
It's definitely ego. There's definitely ego there. It's like, we got to get married. We have to progress. I've already set my sights on you being the one. There's no room for anything else.
Yeah.
Because I'm focused and fixated on this. And that's just that on that. Like, that's what it was for so long. And that's why the relationships, both mine and yours, were so long.
Yeah. But having control over most situations, over any outcome, over any situation is really an illusion. We don't. And we don't have much control over outcomes. We have control over our response to the outcome. But outside of that, we don't. All we can do is show up, do our part. And then what's going to happen is going to happen.
So let's talk about that. So we are talking about detaching because a detaching allows us to release control of the outcomes, the perceived control that we think we have. So we have a definition, just the Oxford definition of detachment. So detachment is the state of being objective or aloof. Now, y'all know I'm not a fan of aloofness. I need you to be alert.
Tapped in.
So we're not going to take the aloof part super literal, but the part about being objective does need to be taken literal. Basically, detachment is like the release of an outcome in the path that we take to get to wherever we're trying to get. That's the part that we have in us in a chokehold.
Yeah, the path.
The path.
It's the journey. As cliche as it sounds, the journey, enjoy the journey. It's like, hold on, let's get to the destination.
Right.
Once I get to the destination, then I'll be able to look back and be like, the journey was sweet. But nigga, it'd be hard on the way.
Hard.
It'd be hard to be feeling like I'm in traffic, 405, bumper to bumper.
Rush hour.
Girl, like, are we there yet?
Rush hour. Man, and this detachment shit is something that pops up all the time with reminders of like, you need to detach from the outcomes because you don't know how things are going to turn out. And you may be blocking yourself from the best outcome, better outcome.
Yeah. And I've just seen this reference about like how attachment, sometimes you miss a greater gift, right? It can set you up. Being attached to so many outcomes and different outcomes makes you feel like you just sometimes miss out on the greater gift. Like, okay, here's an example. Like Christmas, you know for sure there are specific gifts that you want. And then when you go underneath the tree, you already have your sights on, I wanted this, I asked for this, I better get this.
Right.
But sometimes you don't get what you asked for, but there's other gifts underneath the tree that are equally as good or even better. And you end up missing the fact that these gifts are equally good because you are so tunnel vision on one thing or like getting that specific gift.
You're right. So you don't even, you can't even
appreciate.
You don't even have room to appreciate.
Yeah.
What else was presented? Exactly. That's probably better.
Better.
Let's give the girls a dating example, a relationship example.
Go ahead, child.
Because that's what we resonate with.
Yes.
So for instance, mm-hmm. this is a way that we can practice detachment when we're in relationships or pursuing relationships. So you know how we do, the girls.
As girls. We are girls. Girls are us.
You meet somebody and it's already like, you might not even have hella conversations or even hella dates. It might be one date, two dates, maybe even three dates. And it's a vibe. It's like we're going on in a date. I'm mm-hmm. liking what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I'm liking how, you know, you're showing up, the energy, all that. And then what do? Already.
Yeah. He's mine.
Already. It's like, you know, this is the one. And once you say that, it's like tunnel vision.
Yeah.
This is the one. We are going to be together. We are going to get married. It's going to work out. And that's that. Like, mm-hmm. I don't care. Mm-hmm. This is it. And then something happens, right? And it turns out this isn't the one. And it ends. And what happens? Shattered.
Broken. Pieces.
Disappointed. Discouraged. What the fuck? Like, yeah. you know, like, yeah. why? Why is this happening, right? It turns into more than it has to be. Mm-hmm. Where if we were practicing the art of detachment, it could look like this. So you have intentions, right? Like, I have the intentions of mm-hmm. meeting someone that I can be in a long-term, healthy relationship, right? That's the intention. And I'm putting myself in positions to meet said person, and I'm allowing this situation to play out however it plays out. However, I don't have the expectation on this person to be the one.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
I'm leaving room. If he is the one, wow, great. Great that you happen to be the one.
Right.
And we can move forward. But if not, that's cool too. Like, I can take from the experience whatever I was supposed to take, mm-hmm. and I can move on and know that someone else is the one. You weren't the one, but someone else is. And I've learned from this. I've gained this. I gained that, whatever. And then we move on instead of being completely fucking shattered.
Right.
Because we've put this high expectation on these people mm-hmm. to be the one. And we have a hard time detaching from that detaching from the outcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It makes sense because honestly, sometimes attachment, or we can say attachment or being detached, when we practice intentional detachment, mm-hmm. then it helps put the big picture into perspective. You know, a lot of times we get set on the expectation, the outcome, and it's like, oh, baby, tunnel vision. You are all I see. Blinders on. And
missing that, all the other things.
Missing the experience and perhaps.
Or the red flags,
right? But it keeps us from seeing all the breadcrumbs that are being laid out in front of us, which gets us to more opportunities or the next experience, said thing, whatever it is. You know what I mean? That's what we hope for when we practice this intentional detachment, is being able to see everything clearer and living joyful, more joyful, being at peace because we're not stressed out over looking at this one thing and then it doesn't happen. And it's like, fuck, that is not the vibe. This is not the way I intended it to be. Fuck.
Yeah.
Heartbroken. Why we got to be heartbroken and I've only known you a few weeks? Why?
The multiple heartbreaks?
Why?
Like, the why multiple heartbreaks is crazy.
Why am I going through this?
And if you feel like that, that can be an indicator that you need to practice, start practicing how to detach.
Yeah.
Because that means that you're doing a lot.
With a little.
Very soon. Yeah.
With a little.
A lot with very little.
Yeah.
And you may be missing out, like really blocking something better mm-hmm. to come through. Purr. And so let's talk about some ways that we can loosen our attachment.
I like it. Let's do it.
So the first one. Consider that detaching from an outcome isn't the same of a lack of care. We're not saying that we're out here moving heartless, right? Like... Mm-hmm. I'm detached. I don't care. I don't have any emotions. I'm not being vulnerable. I'm not being open.
Yeah, it's not that.
I don't give a fuck. I'm hella indifferent because I'm trying to be detached. We are not saying that at all. You should still be open to, be vulnerable, mm-hmm. Be hopeful.
Yeah, because being detached, or I feel like there's like a connotation about detachment. So intentional detachment is really just shifting your perspective. It's a mindset set shift. It's about looking at the same situation with different lens, right? It's like, how can I still be vulnerable? How can I still practice openness and still not consume myself with the feeling of whatever this outcome may or may not be? Mm-hmm. That's really what it is. It's just like, oh, I can be objective in this situation.
That's the key.
It's about objectivity.
You can step outside of it and look at it objectively, which is very hard to do when you're the main character.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we be subjective as fuck.
We be in it.
Like, no.
Yeah.
This is, and people be on the outside like, actually. So try to be the objective one. You have to be objective and be able to like step outside of it and be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is what's really happening.
Definitely.
But back to this, it can be hard to detach because we often think of like, if there's an outcome that we want, if there's something that we want, we think, oh, I need to think about it. I need to worry about it. I need to stress about it. I need to be consumed about it because
I need to put effort towards it.
Yeah, I need to put my effort towards it because mm-hmm. that is showing that I want it. Yeah. Right. I need to do all those things to like prove that I want it. But really, detachment is the opposite of that. Which is a very hard concept to grasp because it's like...
It goes against our, like, human nature. Mm-hmm. It's just so counterintuitive. It's like, what? I don't really understand that. But I think the better way to think about it is imagine coming to a situation with an empty cup that's ready to be filled, ready to have, like, knowledge, information poured into it versus coming into a situation cut full to the brim with your expectations, what you know, what just you think is going to happen.
Right.
And then when it's time for somebody to pour into it or for an experience to happen, for you to learn something new, there's just nothing. There's no room for anything else because you've already come into it. And that's really why we be fucked up. Because I done already came into it, baby, the way I know it's going to work out. Like, you can't even change my mind about it. Mm-hmm. There's no room for me to be open to have a different idea of how this is going to happen.
Right. It definitely closes you off to so much possibility.
Yeah.
Like, it could have went a completely different way. Mm-hmm. That was great. But you came in with this whole idea of this is going to go this way. And, you know, we'll do that too. Like, this is how my program runs.
Yeah.
It usually goes like this, this, this.
You and jump then, in and let's get it.
Yeah.
Like, I was double dutching.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But there's no room for something different to happen. Mm-hmm. And we might end up fucking playing ourselves.
That's usually what happens. The masturbate.
So.
You end up fucking yourself. Okay? You end up playing around.
The sound effects.
Yeah. Tell your neighbor it's tight, but it's right.
Literally.
Mm-hmm. Sick.
You took it freaky. I kept it.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's another. You go.
No, you can go.
Okay. Embrace uncertainty. Mm-hmm. This is a challenge for me. A girl. Why? Because.
A girl like me.
It's a challenge for me because I'm a girl who loves black and white, like clarity. I don't do that well in the gray area.
Yeah.
And so uncertainty definitely is gray for me. Mm-hmm. And I find security and certainty. But what I'm learning with detachment is that I need to embrace uncertainty because the real security is in uncertainty. Mm. And uncertainty is inevitable.
The only thing we know for sure is going to happen is...
We gonna die.
I mean, yeah, but today's gonna pass and tomorrow gonna come is what I was gonna say. Something a little lighter.
Yeah.
We don't know if we gonna be here to experience either, but it's gonna happen.
Uncertainty is reality. And so trying to be so certain about everything is a hindrance because that's just not reality. That's just not real life. Like, there's no way that everything's gonna be certain.
Yeah.
And certainty is kind of boring too.
Okay, come on. And it's also not real life to think that we're going to be able to control everything.
No.
Everything is not in our control. There are certain things that are, but there's a lot of what isn't. And the more that we lean into the fact that, hey, I don't have control over everything, the more we can be in the flow of life and just be like, okay, roll with the punches.
And that was my word. That was my word of this year.
What?
Flow.
How do you feel like you've done with that?
I feel like I've done way better going with the flow. Wow. What do you think? Be honest.
I know you've been actively working towards it.
And I've been going.
Okay, so yeah. Perfect.
No, I have. I used to want to be in control of way more things, but, you know, sometimes you have to say, let me try something new.
Yeah.
Because this way is not proven to be that effective or efficient, so let me try something new. It's been scary, but, I mean, it's been flowing.
Is this something you want to continue to implement or, like, practice at?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Period.
It's a constant evolution.
Yeah.
Of being able to flow more.
Yeah. I think I realized that I'm not as
flowy as you thought.
I feel like I have a very, I think at one point, or what I realized is that I can sometimes, feel like being flowy is synonymous with being like positive or upbeat or like, oh my God, I'm so go with the flow, because I have this like energy of like optimism and lightness. Yeah. But that doesn't mean that I'm go with the flowy. I'm not as flowy. I can go with the flow, but there's also some aspects of my personality that's like, but this should be like that and that should be like that, where there are some pieces that are more rigid. I've learned that about myself this year. New things into my awareness. Yes.
Yeah. So embracing uncertainty definitely is helping me learn to go with the flow more. And just be open to the outcomes.
Yeah.
Because.
And I think with that, embracing the uncertainty and going with the flow of outcomes, sometimes things don't end up the way we want them to end up. They and that's just is what it is. You know, we go out for, and we could take it away from dating, right? It's like we go out for a promotion. We apply for a job, an opportunity, and it just doesn't work out. We don't get it. We feel sad because we might have put a lot of work and effort and energy into getting said thing. And for whatever reason, it's not the vibe.
Right.
So just allow yourself time to be disappointed. Allow yourself time to feel like, wow, I wanted that. And it's okay that it didn't happen. But be sure to direct your energy into the next thing, whether that's planning, figuring out how you're going to get to the goal, even just deciding what is next. Right. Having time to reflect, because we have to reflect on the wins and the elves, the lessons. There's space for both of it. All of it. Both of it. For both of them. For all of it.
There's definitely space. Also, when we're embracing uncertainty, we're as a solution-oriented person. Yeah. Like, I'm very solution-based. Like, as soon as a challenge is presented, I'm automatically getting into, like, solution mode. Like, okay, what should I be doing? Even when people come to me, I'm like, well, this is what we need to do. And sometimes I have to pull back. Like, maybe they don't want a solution. Maybe this is not the time for a solution. And also with uncertainty, sometimes you find your solution in the chaos and the spontaneity. It's not something that you have to necessarily, like, go look for. Mm-hmm. You just have to find peace in uncertainty. And then solutions come that way sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's just the reality. That's just what it is.
She said what she said.
Yeah. So we have to challenge. I have to challenge my need for certainty, because that's just life.
Yeah. So is life.
So is life.
Another little tip, reminder, when you're dealing with detaching, is to set your goals and your intentions, but be open to what it is that you desire to show up in unexpected packages. You know, it's like, you mentioned that, right? You set your intentions, you set your goal around a thing, but you don't have the expectation, but you're open to the fact that it might show up looking like a this when I thought it was going to be a that. You know?
Yeah. This article, I use an example of like, we have an expectation of like a nigga showing up who is
6'2", brown skin with a beard. You know how we like them.
Brown muscular skin, beard, fits.
Money in pocket.
Right.
Bulges in all the right places.
Right.
What are you doing? What's up?
Period. Showing up fine as fuck. All that. And then he might show up.
No beard.
No beard.
5'8" Not 5. Well, however you show up, Lord.
He might show
Bring
up.
Me my blessing.
I saw
With
this
With your
meme.
Name on it.
Should I share them this meme?
What is it? What is it? What was the meme?
It was so funny.
Share it.
It said, oh my God. It said, I was cuddling.
Oh, yeah.
It said, one time I was cuddling with a short nigga and it felt like I...
Say it now. If you
it go. Felt like I had a backpack on.
That one takes her out each time. That one takes this girl out.
Oh my God.
Each and every time.
Woo. Anyway, bringing it back around.
Yeah.
They may show up in a different package and you might miss out on a blessing because you're looking for one package when it's in this other package.
And that's why I don't got no type. I don't.
Good niggas is the only thing that I like.
Y'all, the way we be off the dome.
I ain't got no type.
I don't. Good niggas is the only thing that I like. Hey, okay, show up. Good nigga.
Show up good. Well, that's something that happens when you get older. You know what? Are you good? Literally, are you good? Because I've had bad and I'm tired. Are you good? They're going to be like, huh? Are you good?
Are you good?
That is funny. You good? Because the girls are tired.
Okay. Take it away. What's the last
You do have a type, though.
I actually don't.
You do.
I don't.
We talked about this on Friday.
Take my there business was a, off there air. Was a, Take my business off air.
Okay. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Lastly, we're not sweating the details. Ooh. Another. Yeah. We're not sweating the details. How things manifest is not always our business. Mm-hmm. Again, we can be intentional. We can, you know, do some things.
Yeah.
But we have to accept that we're not going to know all the details. You're not going to know all the steps. You're not going to get a blueprint that says this, 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 and then that.
Yeah.
We just have to release that and allow things to manifest how they're supposed to, because we don't want to put restrictions.
Yeah. All we can do is know our why, our heart's desire, and know what we want and know why we want it. That's it. All you gotta do is know what you want and how, why you want it, and how it shows up is not how you, it ain't for you to know.
That's happened with the podcast. Mm-hmm. We for sure set some intentions and we set some goals with this podcast, and we didn't know how.
Yeah,
we had an idea of how.
We never thought, know the how.
We had an idea of how we thought we should, and the way that these things have manifest have been completely different from what we expected. But like Germany, like you said earlier, like follow the breadcrumbs. We definitely followed breadcrumbs.
And now we're sitting
we
on
said
a loaf.
Yes to things that weren't in our initial the brain spasm that weren't in our initial plan.
Yeah, our initial plan.
Yeah.
So all we're trying to say here is, if you out there being attached to shit, let it go.
Attached to outcomes.
That's the homegirl layman's terms.
Let it.
We need to come up with a dictionary.
I know, right? Home
that
girl.
Would be so cute.
The homegirl dictionary.
Yeah.
Detach from outcomes.
So you can attach to your bag. I don't know.
Yeah, detach from the outcome so you can attach to what it's for you.
Right, that's it.
Whatever that may be.
I think that's it, y'all.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay.
Love y'all.
Bye.
Bye.